The door opened, and in rushed a man with a rabbit hanging over his head. Sue caught herself staring and couldn't help it. The man jumped to her counter, trembling, and leaned over it, his tie draped over the stained wood. Behind his thick glasses, the man's blue eyes were a little wild.
"I need your help! I'm at the end of my rope!"
"I can see that," Sue said, trying not to look at the rabbit again. "How exactly can I be of service?" The man didn't move. His fingers clenched the edge of the counter.
There's a gap, you see, a gap."
"A gap," Sue repeated.
"Yes, in the management chain, management. Look, they are going to promote someone, and it's going to be Brian, not me, because, look at me."
Sue's eyes rose to the ghost of the twitchy bunny floating over the man's head.
"Yes? I am so intimidated by everything. Women don't go out with me. I'm a loser. Help me. Fix me."
He leaned even further forward.
"Give me a new totem."
Sue let out a sigh.
"Of course. I have a fine selection of avatar animals. Did you have something in mind, Mr. Golden? Something strong, powerful, not afraid."
Sue scratched her nose and turned to the wall behind the counter. Her fingers walked the drawers over the labels. Snake, horse, fox, wolf.
"How about a lion?" "Lion, king of the jungle."
Mr. Golden's mouth dropped open and he licked his lips.
"A king of the savannah, really." "Whatever, I'll take it."